time. High John the Conqueror was a mighty, mighty man. Now, High John was a mighty man. He was what they call a B-man, a B-man. Be here when the hard times come, and be here when the hard times are gone. No matter how much the white folks put on him, John always survived. Now, John lived on a plantation in Mississippi. I'm not quite sure whereabouts in Mississippi, but it must have been on one of them cotton plantations up in what they call the Delta. John lived on one of them bad plantations. They had plantations so bad up in there, and the white folks were so mean that the rattlesnakes wouldn't even bite them. Afraid they'd poison themselves. Snakes only bit the slaves, you know. Now that's the kind of plantation that John lived on. Didn't bother John none, because he was a bee man. Wasn't no disputing that. High John loved living. And although he was a slave, he made up in his mind that he was going to do as much living and as little slaving as he could. He used to break the hose. Accidentally, of course. He couldn't work that day. He set old Massa's barn on fire. Accidentally, of course. He always had a hard time getting to the field on time. And when he got there, he would accidentally chop down a whole row of cotton before the boss man knew what was happening. But old Massa was never sure, though, whether or not John was doing all this on purpose, because John would work real hard some years and make a good crop. The next year, though, it seemed like everything he touched got destroyed. But the following year, he'd pick more cotton than anybody ever thought possible. So the white folks was never sure just whose side John was on. And you better believe it. That was what John wanted him to believe. Now, what Massa didn't know was that John was a conjure man. I mean, John could conjure anything. He was even better than Aunt Caroline Dye. You know, she's one of the best. Now, John could cast spells and cast them away. He could tell when a man was going to die and a baby be born. He could tell when a woman was doing what she wasn't supposed to, and a man was doing what he wasn't supposed to. And if John had a good reason, he could make the birds sing at midnight and the dew fall at noon on a hot summer day. High John was so famous, they even got a root named after him now called John the Conqueror Root. It's the most powerful root there is. Only thing more powerful than a John the Conqueror root is a black cat bone. And you know what? John had one of them, too. We tell these old stories to remind us of the old days and remember these heroes. And we have our own heroes and we have our own stories. And one story is called Conjuration. There was this old man. Now, he would think about when he was young and free from care and worry. Didn't have no boll weevils to pester his cotton crop. He had shoats, that means pigs, fattening his barnyard to make plenty of meat for his family from Christmas to Christmas. Sweet potatoes and peanuts and sugarcane filled the pastures around his cabin, and a few head of cattle to sell each year. Gave him money to bury for hard times. Plenty of chicken and things throve in his yard, and the salt creeks nearby yielded fish, crabs, shrimp, and oysters to eat and to sell to the canning factory. He had a good wife, and flocks of willing women helped him pass the time whenever he got weary of staying too close around the house. He could roam around much as he pleased, because he had enough children to help his wife do all the work without him and to keep her company while he pleasured himself. Those were good days. But now that they have ceased, he fears they are gone for good and all. His troubles came all at one time. Soon as his wife died, boll weevils began to destroy his cotton. and they've done this ever since. Then after the boll weevil